Hey, this is Julie Brown. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
I hope that our few remaining friends give up on trying to save us. I hope we come up with a fail-safe plot to piss off the dumb few that forgave us. I hope the fences we mended fall down beneath their own weight. And I hope we hang on past the last exit. I hope it's already too late. And I hope the junkyard a few blocks from here someday burns down. And I hope the rising black smoke carries me far away, and I never come back. Tell everyone you were a good wife, and I hope you die. I hope we both die. I hope I cut myself shaving tomorrow. I hope it bleeds all day long. Our friends say it's darkest before the sun rises. We're pretty sure they're all wrong. I hope it stays dark forever. I hope the worst isn't over. And I hope you blink before I do. And I hope I never get sober. And I hope when you think of me years down the line, you can't find one good thing to say. And I'd hope that if I found the strength to walk out, you'd stay the hell out of my way. I am drowning. There is no sign of land. You are coming down with me, hand in unlovable hand. And I hope you die. I hope we both die.
Hello, you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. And that was the Mountain Goats from their album Tallahassee, the song No Children, a very misanthropic anthem. And with the hurricane that has just struck the Florida Panhandle, I was thinking, I wonder if there's a song about Tallahassee. It seemed like something the Silver Jews wrote, but then they wrote about Dallas. I don't think they wrote about Tallahassee. And then I found that album by Mountain Goats and that very mean-spirited song that we just heard. And shout out to the Brodskis in Tallahassee, my cousins. Hope you're all dry and safe. Heck of a storm that you just weathered. On today's show, we've got some brand new Smithy Ramone. Well, not brand new. She's previewed it. She'll be releasing that record into the world tomorrow. Some new Anemone, some new Glass Candy, and preview some things happening this weekend. You know how I do. All right, but we're going to start off with some brand new Garbage Dreams. This is the solo-ish project of Adrienne LaBelle of Supermoon. She used to record under the name Lazy Bear, but she switched it up, Garbage Dreams, and she has a crackerjack band following her up. So let's give a listen to one of the three demos that she posted yesterday. This is the song Salty. This is Garbage Dreams.
It ain't nuts, it's donuts. Salty. I'm stuck inside me. Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it? I can voice it.
Yeah, yeah. Please voice
That's
this one.
That's the wrong mic.
I forgot.
You f- dip. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discord or magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. Nope, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
Hey, 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 my name's Danielle. I'm from Red Circle. And listen here, sweet thing, you're listening to CITR 101.9. Ow!
People are really done with politics as usual.
But then it's all about the competition.
Every Vancouverite has their own story.
The perfect time for our alternative.
Vancouver's municipal election looms. October 20th. Do you know who's running for
City Council? School Board? Parks Board?
This is a wacky municipal election, and you're going to want to stay updated. Download Seeking Office, the newest municipal elections podcast from CITR's News Collective. Find Seeking Office on iTunes and Stitcher, or wherever you download your podcasts, starting July 3rd.
Thank you.
All right, that was Anemone from their new album, Beat My Distance. That was the song Sunshine, Back to the Start. And that's from a forthcoming album that will be out early next year. A very early preview, but we're welcome for it. A very nice, sunny song. Before that, we heard Cult Babies from the CITR Pop Alliance Volume 4. That was the song Sister 13. Played it for two reasons. First reason, that song is about, it's dedicated to, it's about Loren Smith, who is Smithy Ramone. And also, there's going to be a big party celebrating the Pop Alliance releases happening November 2nd. That's going to be at Redgate and Friday night. And Swim Team are going to be there, Kelarissa, Aaron Reed, and one other band I was excited about seeing. Kelarissa, Aaron Reed, Swim Team, blank. Shoot Lord Frickerman will also be there. So, look out for that in the coming weeks. You know, Halloween is going to be such a blowout. You'll end up with an empty feeling, and then you have that to look forward to. That's on Friday. It's not so bad. Halloween was fun, but I have something else to look forward to now. Maybe just me. Before that, we did hear Smithy Ramone from her new EP entitled Cursed. That was the song Snoozin' for a Bruisin'. Cursed is going to be released into the world tomorrow at Lucky's Comics. Get there tomorrow evening. Adrian Teacher will be playing. Aaron Reed will be there as well. Smithy Ramone. And then the world premiere of What, a new band called Woot. I thought they played during Music Waste. But maybe I'm wrong. Anyways, Tracy Vath of Knife Pleats and many other bands and some other people. And it'll be a fun night. And Cursed is also a comic book. It's not just a musical thing. So you get the comic book and the cassette or record or whatever it is. Good stuff. And at the top, we heard Garbage Dreams from the album, from the new release Demonstrations. That was the song Salty. And Garbage Dreams are going to be playing a bunch. I meant to look up the show times. I think November 7th they're playing. But if you like what you heard, look up Garbage Dreams and figure out when they're playing in November, which is my job, but I didn't do it. All right, going to shift things up and listen to a new artist, or at least a new-to-me artist, Westerman. He comes from the UK, and this is his new song, Albatross, produced by Bullion, and we're going to hear a song by Bullion right after. And it's a very different mood, but I like it. Here we go. This is Albatross by Westerman.
Somewhere new, maybe a lake nearby, some views. Wouldn't that be nice? We could spend the day here, waste it all on some new friends. We'd better catch the light. I've come connected. If you are rejected, dead, laying albatross, passing me by, albatross. Thank you.
home. Sail, sail.
That was Glass Candy from Portland, Oregon, with their new song. I don't know how to classify this, but it's called Naked City, and it was previously unreleased. It's clearly released now, and it was a part of Gucci. I think Gucci had a fashion show, and it was all bands from Italians Do It Better that provided the soundtrack. That is, what a world in which the Chromatics and Glass Candy are... the Karl Lagerfeld's favorite bands, you know, but good for them. Anyway, so it means that we get more Glass Candy songs out there because they need stuff to walk down a runway to. Good stuff. Before that, we heard Bullion from his 2007 mashup album, Pet Sounds in the Key of D. That was the song Sloop JD, a remix of Sloop John D. And Yeah, Sloop John B. Mashup albums have, you know, really fallen out of favor. They were a big thing 10 years ago, and that was one of the best. this Pet Sounds remix record, a mashup record. I really liked it. And so Bullion is the producer that made that. And he also produced the song that we heard before that by Westerman. The song was Albatross. Yes. Moving on, tomorrow night, or Saturday night, I should say, at the Toast, there's a pretty good bill of rockers, slightly on the heavy side. You've got your Defectors, your Behaviors coming over from Nanaimo, your Brutal Poodle, and your Shrouded Amps. And so we're going to listen to a few songs from bands on that bill. Starting off with Shrouded Amps, it was Too Tempting with a song called Fall, Birds, Leaves, and Ghosts. So I have to play it. I'm obligated. It's seasonal music. I had no choice. This is from their cassette from last year, World Well Lost. This is Shrouded Amps. There we go.
Trying on a day to figure eight to fly with
right. That was Behaviors from their record, The Sound. That was the song Cattle Prod Demo. Yeah. Before that, we heard Defectors with the song Far Away. They say that came out on an LP in 2014, but I don't think it ever did. I don't think that LP ever came out. I never saw it. But that song Far Away, so good. And at the top, we heard Shrouded Amps from their cassette World Well Lost. That was Fall, Birds, Leaves, Ghosts. And all three of those bands are going to be playing with Brutal Poodle at The Toast on Saturday night. Also, Saturday night is just loaded. There's a couple of kind of festival-type things happening. Glam Fest is happening at Redgate. It starts at 3 p.m., features all sorts of bands: Puke Sword, CHR's very own Miles Black, Emma Goldman, Freak Dream, Teak Physique, Princess Apparently, Bored Decor, Devours, Alien Boys, Rambone and the Wet Reality, Mr. Merlot. That's all happening on Saturday at Redgate. And then also Wrong Wave is happening all weekend. There was a film premiere last night, and then Friday night at Redgate, Kamikaze Nurse are playing with Crotch, Mascara, and Vomit Fraud. Vomit Fraud. Nice. And then there's further events happening at 8 East Pender Saturday night. So, yeah, so much to do this weekend. I hope you're out and about. Yeah. All right. Moving on, let's give a listen to Girlpool. They have two new singles out, and we're going to listen to one of them. This one's called Lucy's. This is Girlpool.
An unfamiliar stage where you'd rather stay. A meditation clown when you sway. Sun goes
Vancouver International Film Festival is back this fall. Experience the best Canadian and world cinema in your own backyard. There's tons of films and documentaries, fused with industry creator talks, live music, and immersive events. You can catch the world premiere of Robin Hayes' Anthem of a Teenage Prophet, maybe a creator talk with Michael Schur of NBC's The Good Place, or a screening of Jason Reitman's The Frontrunner, starring Hugh Jackman. The festival takes place from September 27th to October 12th. Tickets are on sale now at viff.org, that is, V-I-F-F.org.
Listen to Radio Pizza Party with Tristan and Jack.
Hear two grown men talk about the movie Chud and the quirks of the human condition with guests, segments, and music.
It's completely professional and serious. We're just bad at what we do.
Be a lot better if you knew anything about running the boards.
Well, Jack, maybe if you're a little more patient, I could actually learn and not feel like I have to be the maestro of the boards every damn time.
We've been doing this for a year. Listen to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM, Friday nights from 6 to 7:30.
10,000 hours, Jack? 10,000 hours!
Last time I checked, there's more than 10,000 hours in a year, Tristan. You don't have a job.
I let it go to my head.
All right, that was Rod and Column from their record 1-800-ROTTENCOLMUN. That was the song I'll Wait. Before that, we heard Watermelon from their self-titled record How I Came, recorded a few years ago, just released. Before that, we heard the UK's X Void from their self-titled album. Anyone Other Than You was the name of that song. And at the top, we heard Girlpool's new single, Lucy's. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned to Jaden with K-Pop Cafe. He has a special guest for the first 15 minutes at least. And lots of other great things to listen to here on CITR. Going to close it out with Kamikaze Nurse. Go see them tomorrow night at Red Gate as a part of Wrong Wave. This is a song, Sophie's Dad. I don't know who Sophie is, but her dad sounds pretty cool. Bye.